Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info, by the way?
Our Instagram is thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
All right, I'm changing things up because I need advice.
Okay.
And so I would like all you listening to send me your advice. I don't care if you're a guy, girl, whatever, you've been on either side of this, let me know.
Okay.
So let me explain what's going on, and maybe Sarah, you can help me too.
All right.
So recently I was at an event with a bunch of people, like a lot of friends I know, and there was a gal there who's, you know, related to some of the people I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone to like events before with her there, but I've never really interacted with her. And actually the first time I was ever like hanging out in the same area with her, she was sick. So I actively avoided her.
Okay, so you know her.
I know her. But we actually sat at the same table and we got to hang out. The thing is, she's a woman. She's 19.
Mm-hmm.
She smelled so bad.
Aww.
Like awful. And it wasn't just the worst part. It wasn't just like a BO stank. Uh-huh. Like, oh crap, her deodorant's not working. It was
vagina stank.
I don't know if I could say it that way.
Oh.
At all. That's why I was being subtle.
I thought you were just being nice and trying to tiptoe around it.
No, I just want to be radio friendly. Yeah, there is a smell permeating from a certain area. And it's very, you know, you can tell that's what it's from.
Is it fishy? Is it cheesy? Hey, people say that's what this smells like? It's either fish or cheese. That's what the whole rumor,
the joke
is about.
I know.
I'd like to think mine smells like cupcakes, but and tastes like. Can I not say that again?
I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
All I know is that I do not want lunch now after all this discussion. But I don't know her that well. I know her relatives. And so I'm sitting here. I'm like, how do I tell her? Because then I brought it up to, you know, actually your dad knows her. So I ask him. I'm like, okay, can I be a dick for a sec? She, like, because it's weird when you're a girl complaining about another girl because it could sound like you're jealous or petty or whatever, just bitchy.
I don't think if someone who smells bad, that's a jealousy thing.
Right.
That's usually just facts.
But I get paranoid.
Yeah.
Right. With anything. So I'm like, can I just be a bitch for a second? Like, was it just me or did she just smell awful?
Mm.
And he's like, oh no, all the time. It's like, and I smell something else. And I'm like, oh my God. Okay. So it's not just me. So I'm sitting here. I'm like, I can't talk to her brother about this. That's weird.
Yeah.
So I reached out to her sister-in-law.
Oh, really?
So I'm like, so this is very uncomfortable. I don't know how to phrase this, so please bear with me. Like, I noticed that she smells kind of bad in many areas. Is it something that you think I should bring up with her or that you've noticed? Is this a normal, like, what's going on? And she's just like, oh, no, no. Like, I've talked to her many a times. I've known that girl since she was real young.
Really?
Yeah. And I've tried talking to her. She doesn't listen to me because I'm her sister, basically, sister-in-law. And she doesn't listen to her brothers. Her brothers have told her this, too, that she stinks. She just doesn't care about, you know, basic personal hygiene.
Oh, God.
And if you look at her teeth, it's the same thing. Like, you can tell she hasn't brushed in a while or she doesn't brush. And, like, it's weird to me because she was wearing eyeliner. Why is it that you would put that much effort into doing your eyeliner and not picking up a stick of deodorant?
Yeah, right. I mean, honestly, she might not even notice it.
No, you know, she just doesn't care because obviously her sister has brought it up and she's like, eh, whatever. Because apparently her room is equally disgusting. Like, she's just a gross person.
She could just be at that age, though.
19?
You know, like, I mean, guys usually go through that at that age. Girls usually mature faster, so they kind of get with it by that age. But, you know, maybe she's just slower. Like, guys 18, 19, they're disgusting.
Yeah.
Even nowadays, some guys even our age are disgusting.
Well, that being said, it's like, I want to help a homie out. Like, if I'm smelling bad, I would hope that people be like, hey, you know, just a little swipey-swipey of that deodorant. Do you need some? I got some. Or, you know, you got something stuck in your teeth. I want somebody to, like, hey, help me out. Like, I feel like I'm being rude. I'm like, oh, you got something on this tooth. But it's like, I'm trying to help the homie out.
Yeah, in the long run, it's better.
And it was awful because I'm sitting next to her and I keep scooting by, like, a person that, like, I just didn't want to seem weird. Like, I keep scooting closer to this dude.
Yeah.
And it's like, I couldn't handle her stench.
Ugh. Yeah, and that's a different type of odor.
Yeah, like all of it just mixed together in one glorious, disgusting perfume bottle.
So did the sister-in-law say, like, hey, maybe you should try? Maybe she'll listen to you?
She's like, if you think she might listen to you, it's like, go for it. It's like, but how do you go about that? Like, I know if it was a dude, like my brother or even a guy here, I'd be like, dude, do you have a deodorant? Just a little passer, like swipey swipe.
Yeah, I would always say, like, I'm really good at that. I'd say I'm pretty good at it with my friends. Like, hey, you smell bad. Or, hey,
how would you phrase it?
Your mustache is growing. Like, hey, you should wax that. Hey, you should shave your armpits. Like, stuff like that with my friends.
Like, Sarah, my armpits smell bad right now. What would you say to me?
I would say, yeah. Do you have deodorant? You smell bad. You smell weird. Like,
it's like, okay, cool. Like, for me, granted, I have trained you to.
Yes. And I'm very much like that, too. But I will say at the restaurant I work for, there's this busser who is a dude who is 19, 20, and he's just going through that transition of becoming a man. And he just sometimes does not smell good at all. And I honestly think, like, I think he tries. I know he has deodorant in his car in his bag because he's, like, talking about it. And he's like, I'm going to put deodorant on. You know what I mean? But I just think, like, his hormones are like, I don't know. I don't know. I think he's just like, and I don't think he really notices. I think sometimes he does, but not fully. And so I've noticed it before and I'm like, should I say something? Like, I don't want to hurt his feelings. And I know he's still a dude, but we're not really on that level.
But you're also at a restaurant. You can't, if you smell bad, people assume that you haven't showered and you're not clean and you shouldn't be around.
Well, you can
food.
Tell BO, like just a sweat smell. Like, well, he smells like he's just, like, sweating.
But it's still...
He doesn't smell like he hasn't showered.
It still doesn't smell clean.
It just smells like you just sweated a lot. Like, yeah, like I can tell the difference of, like, okay, you shower, but, like, you just are smelling bad.
But I'm still not smelling, like, the lavender shampoo under the BO. Like, I'm...
Yeah, but, like, for me, like, I could shower and then literally 30 minutes later smell bad. Like, that's just how I am. That's why I need deodorant.
And that's why you need
another
shower.
Well, yeah, but you can't shower every 30... You know what I mean? Like,
just apply it in thick coats.
Oh, I do. And I apply two different kinds. And Jesus. I use guy's deodorant. Like, I know myself. Mm-hmm. But that's just how I am. And I'm very anal about it. But... So I would have, like, I want to say I would be like, dude, you smell bad to everyone. But, like, I've just recently been encountering that with someone who I don't really know that well. And I don't want to hurt his feelings. And I also don't really know the professional side of that either.
Would that be something you think you don't want to talk to your manager about?
Yeah, I'd probably tell my manager, hey, can you tell him he smells really bad a lot? Because then have her deal with it. Sorry. But yeah. That is one whole conversation. But the whole other conversation of, yo, you don't only have BO, but you have something else smelling is like a whole other layer to that.
Right. The sister-in-law even joked. She's like, just put deodorant in her purse and like just throw it in there. And I'm like, well, I'm going to have to throw in one of those like body washes. You're not really supposed to use it. You don't need
and
to use
maybe
it. But like it would imply like if I'm giving you the special body wash for ladies,
yeah,
this implies this needs to be used.
Or like a wipe, the wipes.
Yep.
The whore baths people give them each
like
other.
The baby wipes baths.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you guys have been in the situation with a female or even a dude and they smell bad or you had to have an awkward conversation similar to this, whether it's, hey, you have a very long hair growing out of your ear or something to somebody you don't really know that well.
Like, would you tell me if you thought my hoo-ha stank? Like, would you tell me, like, hey, like, there's, like, an odor coming was something good? Like, because that is even way different than just being like, girl, you smell like BO, put some deodorant on.
I feel like because you and I are close enough, I feel like we've gotten in plenty of fights to where if we can't talk about each other's downstairs business, then are we really friends?
Yeah, true. But, like, you know, even with some of my friends that I would consider friends, that would still be, like, a tough conversation to have.
Yes.
Because it's just one of those things that... Every girl wants it to never smell like anything.
Right. The thing is, I would rather someone tell me if I'm not noticing it, or maybe I am, and I'm like, well, hopefully nobody does, but knowing somebody else does so I can take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'd be the bigger jerk by not saying anything.
I agree, but then there are those people that they notice it and they're already embarrassed about it and trying to do as much as they can.
Right.
And then having your friend be like, hey, girl.
It's like, well, here's that there's still things you can do while, like, whatever the situation, if you have, like, an infection or whatever, some people just have situations going on. It's changing your underwear or, you know, because they are wearing a different material because they say cotton is the best material to wear because it's very breathable. You need to let that girl breathe.
Yeah.
Let it air out. That sort of thing. So it's like, hey, you know, maybe we can think of something else that you can try to help with this. Or have you gone to the doctor? There's just multiple avenues. And if you're close enough, I feel like that'd be a thing. And I understand your frustration because, like, even recently, so my friend wears just kind of like Tom's.
Okay, or the shoes.
Yeah, yeah, shoes like that, or
like just flats, slip-ons.
Just flats and slip-ons, like different types, not just Toms. And we usually, when we go shopping together, because she's my shopping buddy, like we get things done. Like, mm-hmm. I'm looking for this in particular, let's go. And yeah. we always find what we need. But we sometimes, if there's not enough changing rooms, we'll change in the same room, especially if we need to help zip each other up.
Yeah.
Or we'll change right next to each other. And her feet always stink because of these shoes, because she doesn't wear socks with them. And so it finally came to the point where, like, we were at Lush and I found this powder. I'm like, ooh, like, it's for stinky shoes. You just put it in your shoe and it helps. And I'm like, ooh, check this out. And I was thinking of buying it for me, and I did buy it for me. She's like, what, are you saying my feet stink? And I look at it and I look at her and I just say, yeah. I'm like, yeah, they
so
do.
You had never told her before?
No, because I didn't know how to. And I was just like, you know what? I'm done smelling her feet. It's not like they smell any worse than anybody else's feet. Like that
but
have been
when
in those
feet
types
smell,
of shoes.
They smell. Yeah.
So.
And she had never noticed it before.
I'm guessing maybe she did. Maybe she just was hoping that none of us noticed it.
So did she take the Lush thing and use it?
No, but I think she like changes out the insoles or does something different with her shoes. I haven't smelled her feet in a while, so.
Well, that's good at least.
So, but it's just like, dude, yes. And it's not, again, it's not her fault. It's not that her feet are naturally stinky. It's your feet sweat in those types of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you don't wear socks. But I want to hear from you guys. Please text in, email. I'm checking those a lot better now.
Yes, she is. Wait, so do you think you're going to talk to her about it?
Next time I see her, if I smell something, I'll be like, hey, honey, do you want some deodorant? And just kind of put it that way. So that implies.
So you're not going to ask.
I'm not going to say, you know, oh, do you know you smell? It's more or less like it's implying that I know she smells and I'm trying to offer her something so she doesn't smell.
What if she just says, no, I'm good?
I'm like, are you sure?
Bitch, you smell bad. It's take like, the deodorant.
Especially if I'm going to be sitting next to you for an hour.
I see. That's my big thing is like there was someone at our gym that reeked. Mm-hmm. And I take spin classes. So we're in a room with a certain amount of bikes and you have a reserved bike and you don't know who you're going to be next to or whatever. Mm-hmm. But she was very close to me and has been very close to me a few times. And her BO is so bad. Like, I get nauseous.
Does it like
so?
Does it have like an oniony garlic smell? Maybe she eats a lot of garlic. Ugh.
Yes. And it's terrible. But like, I don't know how you guys could play games with someone like, because it's. You don't really get used to it.
No.
Even after 45 minutes, hours, you don't get used to it.
No. Like, and when, like, maybe if you have a fan on, but even then, it would just kind of permeate the entire room.
Yeah. And I was like, I talked to the teacher after because I was like, yo. And she's like, I smelled it too. Like, I'm going to make it, we have deodorant in the locker rooms for everyone to use. I'm going to make the announcements because, I mean, being in a class or a board game area,
yes.
like, for multiple hours, I couldn't imagine.
No. So I'm going to see what happens next time I'm around her, which I don't know when would be the next time. I don't really see her that often.
Hopefully by then she...
I don't think so. I doubt it.
No.
Just because she says she's so resistant to changing. Like, she doesn't want to.
Oh. Well, then, I mean...
And her boyfriend's the same way. So.
Oh, she has a boyfriend?
Yeah, they're the same.
I was literally about to be like, she ain't going to get a man like that.
Oh, no, they're both gross.
She has a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I could not imagine.
All right. So let me change things up a little bit.
Oh, golly. Okay.
It's still going to be cringy. So we were talking about, like, you know, embarrassing phases we went through in our teens, because she's still technically a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently someone on Reddit asked the question, what's the cringiest teenage phase you went through? And here are some of the best ones.
Okay.
So there was a time in my mid-teens where I could grow my sideburns out, but no facial hair to accompany it. And I thought sideburns look cool on their own, and upon further review, they did not.
So it was just sideburns?
Yeah, because it's like, I feel bad for teenage boys that like their hair, facial hair doesn't grow unevenly. But to be fair, sometimes their boobs don't grow unevenly, so suck it.
Dude, one of my friends had a huge left boob and like not a big right boob. I feel like it's still the same now, but it never evened out. Hmm.
That's weird.
Right?
Because, I mean, they say that so like one breast is always bigger than the other.
Oh, yeah.
That's where your heart is on your left side. So your left one should typically be bigger.
My right one's bigger. Just a little bit.
Interesting. I might have to analyze. No.
Come over and feel them.
All right. This one says from Altogether Guy or whatever. The only goth dressed in all white. So imagine like dressing like a goth, but instead of black, it's all white. So I'm guessing it's the same style of clothes, like the big baggy pants and the chains.
But you liked white.
Interesting.
That's weird.
I think that's, yep. I was the guy from Tim Duncan Can Dunk. I was the guy trying to be as random as possible in an attempt to be funny. That was me.
Really? Just say the most random. Well,
but sometimes it wasn't even like trying. It's just like what literally came up to my head. Like,
yeah.
It, like, here you go. Blech.
Yeah. And everyone would be like, okay.
So this guy, Houday, 88. I'm a super white ginger dude who is not cool at all. And I used to wear a gold chain in high school and actively studied on how to be hip. I hate it. I hate thinking about it. And I hate you for making me think about it again.
Yeah, that'll definitely bite you.
Oh, this one is hilarious to me because I had friends like this. In high school, I would wear cat ears to school every single day.
Yeah, we had one of those in our school, too.
Yeah, furry type vibe, like anime club. I was in anime club, so I was friends with all them.
You would be in anime club.
But then once I was in anime club freshman year, and then by my sophomore year, I was in anime club, but it was really just an excuse to go make out with my boyfriend in the bleachers. And then go have sex. Anyways.
Whoa!
That's where I lost my virginity.
That escalated.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, it did. Got another one that says, there were a good few years during the ages of 12 and 15 where I tried to convince everyone, including myself, that I was a robot. Ugh. I have no idea why. I had all these explanations as how I grew, you know, pneumatic bones and how my brain was actually a computer. And during Truth or Dare, my biggest secret was I'm actually a robot. So cringy. Everyone thought I was trolling, but to be honest, I actually believed it myself. Now, looking back, I kind of view those times as undiagnosed mental issues that presented in weird ways. But by God, everyone thought I was the weirdest person ever, and I don't even blame them.
Could you imagine being her parents or his parents and being like, well, my kid thinks they're a robot?
That's when I would put the kid in therapy. As long as they're not doing the robot everywhere.
They probably are. They're probably talking like it, too.
It's like there's the kids that would take themselves too seriously, like goth kids that would think they were actually vampires.
Oh, yeah.
Or like that kind of vibe. It's like, okay, calm down.
Chill.
Oh, this one's awesome. All it says is frosted tips. Oh. Those were the jam when we were like in middle school, high school.
I mean, guys with frosted tips.
Yeah.
Terrible. I used to dye my hairs on my tips. I think that's cute. I still think that's cute. Well, like when girls dye the bottom of their hair.
Well, like the frosted tips were always like blondish or.
They were so bad. But they're still so bad.
They are now. But when I was 12 years old and my boyfriend had them, I'm like, ooh. So
sexy.
Cute.
So hardcore.
Right? So edgy.
He dyed his hair. Wow.
Because everyone had bleach blonde hair. All the boys, like the skater boys. That was the look.
It was like full bleach blonde?
Like bleach hair. And then like they would grow it out. So that was like the ombre before ombre. Oh, but it was really bad. Oh, God. This person writes, I wrote poems and songs about my boyfriend, now fiance, when we first got together in our early teens. He still has the damn papers and hides them from me, so I can't throw them away. I cringe so hard remembering the crap I wrote.
Oh, that's kind of sweet, though.
I actually still have a lot of my high school poetry, but I purposely do not look at it. It's all saved away in folders, yes.
Would you ever look at it again?
I don't know, maybe.
Read it to your children one day?
No.
No.
Oh, this one's great. Bowl haircut parted down the middle with the McDonald's arch in the front. So I think they had a widow's peak.
Oh, man.
So when you have the bowl haircut and then like it cut like straight through the middle, like that was also like a 90s, 2000s.
And people who don't
know
what a bowl haircut is, just put a bowl on top of your head
and cut around it.
Cut around it.
Yes.
Bowl haircut. It's terrible. The only ones that can kind of pull it off are like little toddlers.
Yeah.
They look like kind of little ridiculous and stupid, but adorable.
I think Charlize Theron just recently did it, and it's like everyone's like, oh my God, it's so edgy and cool. And I'm like, no.
It's a bowl haircut.
It's still a bowl haircut.
Yeah.
I'm not like other girls. One. It was awful. Thank God teen me thought adult me would be embarrassed of that fact, so I barely took pictures of my teens. Yeah. I watched many Pauly Shore movies and adopted some of his catchphrases.
Pauly Shore, like from Jersey Shore?
No. Pauly Shore is a comedian and actor from like the 90s.
Oh.
He was in Biodome and Son-in-Law. What was the other one?
Oh, Pauly D is who I'm thinking of.
Yes, no.
What was his catchphrases and stuff?
He was like, I'm Weasel, you know, just all weird.
Oh, okay. That's weird then.
He was kind of like that weirdo kind of guy in all his movies. And some of his movies I really like. I love Son-in-Law. My dad and I like talk about it all the time, or even we'll quote Biodome, and I think that had Stephen Baldwin in it.
Oh.
So there's a lot of silly things that we kind of adopted from those, but not, we don't use the voices.
Yeah. Probably a good thing.
Yes. Oh, in the Army, In the Army Now was the other one he was in. I used to quote depressing lyrics on MySpace to let my girlfriend know I hated being with her, but I didn't have the balls to break up with her.
Jesus.
Do you remember everyone would post, like, they would do the music or their thing on AIM?
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, oh, you know, this is, you know, some depressing lyric. That's how I feel right now.
I'm so deep, even though I didn't even write this.
It says, even when she would ask why I wrote it, that I'd bluff and say, oh, it's just a song, LOL. To clarify, she was cheating on me, but I had been with her a long time and was stupid and naive.
Yeah, hella stupid and naive not to just break her up with her.
It's like evangelist, goth poet with an interest in witchcraft, quote unquote, tarot cards and vampires. The whole enchilada really left no cliche unturned. I have no idea how I got so far down that rabbit hole since I didn't even know anyone else who was into that stuff.
Dude, not gonna lie, it'd be a little sketch if my child was into witchcraft. I would be a little scared.
Some of it, like, I find fascinating, but I don't really care myself to, like,
really.
It's not
learn
something
it.
Like, yeah, it's not like going to be part of my life, but if someone knew it and I'd be like, okay, please tell me more, because that is actually really fascinating.
Yeah, I just would never, I don't think, become a witch.
This person's phrase in high school was, I was born in the wrong generation because today's music sucks.
Oh my gosh. I mean, people say that now,
right?
So
the other person's like, pop music bad, indie music good. And of course, my idea of indie music was Radiohead, completely invalidating my existence. I'll do a couple more, and then we got to discuss what our cringiest phase. Oh, God. Pretending that I was an alien disguised as an earthling to see this planet to observe humans through friendship. I don't know how those who became my friends during that phase stayed my friends. Also, I'm thankful I don't remember much of it.
Yikes. That's like the robot girl.
It's like when I thought my sexuality was my personality. I wiped everything from my social media accounts purely because of all the cringe. So I don't know what this person's sexuality is, but they probably use, like, this is what I am, and this is all me.
Oh.
And let's see. I'm trying to find a good one for the last one. I used to say it was a metalhead, but I only listened to System of a Down. I had a Korn poster in my room, but I didn't know a single song of them. Okay, that's fantastic. Like, I was never metalhead because, like, the closest I had to metal, yeah, no, it might have been one of those guys. Like, I didn't listen to metal in high school, so I was just the goth chick.
Yeah.
And even so, this is why it was a bad phase, because I didn't have the money to dress up like the goth chick of my dreams.
The goth chick.
Oh yeah, we all had
that. That's expensive.
It's expensive. Hot Topic. Like, those pants were $50.
Dude,
I couldn't afford them. So I would make my own outfits.
Oh, ooh.
I need to find this picture because it is bad. I dress very similar to how I dress now, except things fit and they don't look as stupid.
Yeah.
So I would wear, like, tank tops, and they would just be random whatever tank tops. And I would go to Walmart and buy, like, men's extra, extra large hoodies that were, like,
hardcore.
$5. So I was 4'11".
Oh.
So, like, the hoodies would go down my knees. And so I thought I was looking, like, baggy and badass gothy.
Mm-hmm.
But then all my jeans were always blue because that's what I got at Goodwill.
You couldn't see the blue jeans, so you had to cover it up with a long baggy sweatshirt.
Or even, like, I had, you know what a pencil skirt is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for people that don't know. It's usually one of those skirts that hug your hips and they go down to your knees.
Yeah, it's
and
just,
they
like, go, straight.
They get straight and it gets tight. It's really sexy. It's like what sexy secretaries would wear. Say that five times fast.
Sexy secretaries.
So I had a jean pencil skirt, but I never wore skirts because I was always really, like, self-conscious about my legs.
Mm-hmm.
So I would wear jeans underneath.
Oh, God.
It looked
really
bad. Yeah. I was always that person that would wear a skirt with jeans underneath. And then what I started doing, which, funny enough, became popular, so I was doing it before it became cool, I would wear fishnet tights and I would rip my jeans all the way down. So from my thighs, rips, all the way down.
That's sexy now.
Yeah. But then I'd wear fishnet tights underneath because I was goth.
That still makes it kind
of
sexy.
Like, it was cool. Yeah. But then I got made fun of it. Like, I heard one girl's like, oh my God, you think you have enough rips there? I'm like, no.
Screw you. Yeah.
No, bitch. And then it became cool. Same with black nail polish. Everyone would make fun of me for wearing black nail polish, and now everyone does it.
Oh, see, I was all about the goth when I was in, like, middle school.
Really?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I was, like, the wannabe skater stoner. I mean, I was a skater stoner, but I was a complete poser.
You never smoked much?
No, I didn't, like, smoke at all, and I kind of tried to skateboard, but ate crap when I was trying to do an ollie, so I was like, this is not for me. But
no.
I was still part of that group, so everyone thought I was. So I had I wore, even if it was like 80 degrees, I still wore the black sweatshirts with the hood, and this, I wore really baggy dude sweatpants. Mm-hmm. But then when I kind of got out of that phase, I would wear Well, I would wear, I was really into dresses, but I didn't wear any underwear because I was like against underwear for a while. So that was my thing. And then I got into the outfits that are all the same color, like the long sleeve shirt and the pants. And I had this one that was like puke green color. Oh, and I loved it and wore it way too much. And all of my friends now still remember it and still make fun of me for it. And I was like, hey, I like that when I wore it. It was just like all puke green color.
It is funny because we look back on those pictures or like moments and we think how comfortable we were and how like, yeah, we felt like
and
we were on top
it was
of the world.
Cute.
And then you see the pictures, you're like, oh God.
But that was like kind of what was in, maybe sort of.
Like me, none of it was what was in because I couldn't do my makeup. My mom never was really into, she never let me wear makeup. Like mostly she didn't want me to wear foundation so it wouldn't clog my pores.
Yeah.
But I would still try and I would buy foundation because I didn't have money. I bought foundation from the dollar store or steal
oh,
it.
Hell
and
yeah.
It was orange as hell.
Oh God.
So bad. So bad. And I didn't know how to do eyeliner. So the only thing I could do was do my bottom lid.
Didn't you have friends to help you?
No.
Oh, that's really sad.
No, like none of them either knew how to put makeup on or wanted to do it or just I didn't trust other people around my eyes.
Even with your ratchet ass outfit, though, like, did anyone say, like, hey, maybe.
Well, I had some people like, why do you do the bottom line? I'm like, because I don't know how to do the top line. That was my answer. And it was honest.
That is honest.
I'm like, I don't know how to do the top line. And I thought it still looked cool because it was like the reverse, like Cleopatra, because I'd make the big long line under, like, on the side, kind of cat eye, but it wasn't pointed.
Yeah, no, that just makes you look like.
I
mean, really,
I'm trying to see if I can find a picture.
Really troubled, I feel like.
Oh,
even
yeah.
People that do that now, just the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It's confusing.
It doesn't look great because it does not do anything for the shape of your eye.
No, it doesn't really do anything for your eye, to be honest.
Best thing was when I went to Oregon, I was 15. We went to I really love theater. So we went on this class trip to go see a bunch of plays in Ashland, Oregon, where they do the big Shakespeare Festival every year.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was there, I found like a really cool like fedora type hat. It wasn't quite a fedora. I don't know the names of all the hats, but think of something like that.
Yeah.
So I bought one thinking I looked super cool.
Oh, no.
And I was wearing that exact outfit I was telling you. And then, like, because my hoodie was so baggy and I got hot, because I was wearing my boyfriend's hoodie, because he would wear extra, extra large hoodies, even though he's a skinny little thing. And so I'd wear it and it would be, like, half hanging off of me. And you could see my really ratchet tank top underneath.
And
with this hat. It was atrocious.
That sounds atrocious. I did have a hat, though, I really liked, too. It was pink and orange and was not great.
So let's do a rule here. We cannot judge each other because we both did not have the best fashion sense in high school, apparently.
We can still judge each other, though. I still judge myself. Shoot.
Fair enough. We want to know, though, what are your cringy high school moments?
Yes.
Come on, just share it. We
send
shared
us
ours.
Pictures, too,
if you have
can.
Pictures. Yeah, you can text them. Like, pictures will send through on our text line.
Yes.
And let us know how you would handle if you had somebody that stank.
Yeah.
I
would you
help.
Tell them? Would you not? How would you tell them?
Would you just like douse them in like perfume? What's going on?
Just suggest taking a shower together.
I don't know if I want to. I feel like I'd get my shower really gross.
Yeah, probably.
Ugh. Anywho, talk to you guys later.
Bye.